This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The guys on The Big Show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's The Big Show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove. Purchase your 2020 season passes at GreatLakesDragaway.com.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan, live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. Supposed to be, I just saw a thing from Mark Baden, I think it was on Twitter from Channel 12, saying that if you like sunny and mild, you'll like the rest of September into early October. So that's a good sign, really good sign of your Great Lakes Dragaway down in Union Grove. That means snow is nowhere near close to coming to these parts, which means they'll continue to be open and continue to keep racing. Great, affordable family fun. And for you knuckleheads, don't be racing on city streets. Take your cars, go down to Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove, race down there. Go to GreatLakesDragaway.com for their upcoming events and their schedule. Just a fun, fun place to bring the whole family, Great Lakes Dragaway. All right, the right lane today. Do you find fault with the Big Ten announcing their comeback earlier today? And tomorrow, I saw a report that the NCAA will announce the basketball schedule resuming in full coming up at the end of November. That is expected to be announced tomorrow, I guess. And the left lane, are you starting to worry about David Bakhtiari and the Packers getting a deal done? Those are the two lanes. Figure out which lane you want to hop aboard on and give us a call. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 1057 FM The Fan. We'll start with the right lane. You find fault with the Big Ten announcing their comeback, Leroy Butler.
I'm not really into Big Ten because I think that these guys, I really appreciate these guys not choosing money over kids. But at the same time, I give people space to either change their mind or think it through. And Barry Alvarez, his statement kind of summed that up, how he was at one point and how he is now. It just made me think that somewhere sooner or later, somebody will say, we got to put these, you know, put these kids first as far as testing, rapid testing, and contact tracing. Come back to me with a plan, which they should have did in the spring, so you would have been ready by now. Not just say, hey, we're just going to do it. If the kids get sick, they're healthy enough to recover, blah, blah, blah. No, let's do it the right way. And they worked it out in these weeks. So I applaud them for getting it right, to where everybody's on board, the chancellors, the presidents, everybody feel good about it, and they have a plan. They have a plan. I mean, because sometimes in the financial department, hey man, listen, you always talk about the money you miss out on. Well, you also have somebody in there say, hey, what about the life that we're going to miss out on? And sooner or later, you can do both. If the NFL can do this way, the baseball people can do it this way. They had some hiccups, but they got it back on track. The NBA, platinum. WNBA, platinum. Somewhere along the line, that's dealing with grown men and women. We're dealing with kids here. And now you see the kids at USC trying to get Governor Newsom in California to say, let them play.
Yep.
So,
but they got wildfires and everything else going on. Air quality. They've got a lot of issues going on out there right now.
Yeah, but still, the kids still want to play.
I understand.
They just want to keep it to sports for kids. But they grown men, then you can bring off all that. But these just kids, they're built one way. So I like what Barry Alvarez, who's a good friend of Gary's. I don't have a lot of good friends. I have normal people friends, like Vinny and, you know, Steve Palak. I don't have nobody like Barry
Alvarez. Well, I don't know. Steve Palak's at a different level, let's be honest. Palak's at a different level. Yeah. I don't know if I'd say he's normal.
He's a normal guy, though. He ain't trying to, you know, like, hide inside people. Like, Gary got people on his phone that are all people that are difference makers, you know, that can pick up
Palak's got you. You're a difference maker.
Nah, everybody just like me, but they ain't finna give me nothing that don't make no difference. Why you think me and Gary working in the smallest market?
Well, there is that. That's a good point.
But I like what he said, though. If you read his statement, they evolved a little bit. And I'm glad they're all on board and look like they got some hard, like, because they kept changing. I think that frustrated people. But I was okay with that. Just make sure you get it right. And it seemed like they got everything right.
Gary, do you like the setup and the schedule where essentially, you know, you start October 24th, you play eight consecutive weeks, no bye weeks, and then that ninth week would be the Big Ten Championship game, plus you would have cross matchups for the rest of both divisions. So two would play two, third place, fourth place, so forth, that weekend just ahead of the college football playoffs being announced. Do you like how the schedule lays out?
Yeah, I do, and I'm glad they got it done, and I'm glad they got the testing in place, and I guess they're going to be testing.
Oh, Steve,
guys.
Do they pull a lawsuit by Garrett?
I have not seen that.
Yeah, I don't hear about that, but they're going to be testing guys with vital organs and those type of things, because I think that's what they had a problem with. So I guess
yeah,
they got
that right.
Done.
I forgot about that.
And I don't know what they're doing, the Big Ten, compared to what the SEC or ACC. Is the Big Ten doing more testing or less? I don't know. But I venture to say that they're doing more. Some of these other guys may implement a little bit more what they're doing. So, to me, I don't find fault with the Big Ten. I'd rather for you to get it right than to get it wrong. Don't put the kids out there in harm's way if you really don't have to.
Right. Yeah, I understand that. I totally get that. All right, so that's the right lane. Do you find
the CDC guy, though, Steve, he said today that, I think, Redmond, he said a mask is almost better than a vaccine. And when he said that sent ripples throughout the country. This man took his mask off in front of, I guess they was up on the hill today. He said, if you wear a mask, he'd rather have that than a vaccine. So that made it a lot easier for these guys to contract trace. Like, you can't go to these frat parties. If you have one, because I think some frat parties, Steve, a few of the kids know they had COVID and still had a party, and people still went there, so it wasn't a surprise they had to shut that thing down. So he's telling guys, when you're here, do this, almost like creating little mini bubbles. And it's really going to be very organized, so you got to applaud the Big Ten.
We'll see. Do you find fault with the Big Ten announcing their comeback? That's the right lane. The left lane, are you starting to worry about David Bakhtiari and the Packers that they won't get a deal done? This is what David Bakhtiari said yesterday on the Wendy's Big Show. Remember, he's on the Wendy's Big Show each and every Tuesday at 4:35, driven to you by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North.
I've heard, and I'll say what I've said before. Nothing meaningful has been talked about. So, for me, I'm going into my last year of my contract, and my goal is to make it the most memorable one I can. And the best one.
All right. So you hear that. And again, me as a fan, considering I'm the one that's been worried about this the entire time since the draft of Jordan Love, just makes me more concerned than I was before. He didn't have an Aaron Jones response, which is, yeah, man, we're going to get this done. Like, yeah, we're going to get it done. Instead, it's, yeah, nothing meaningful is really happening. And if I have to go somewhere else, I will. It's a business. It is what it is. That's not very comforting to me as a fan, hearing my all-pro left tackle, possible future Hall of Famer, talking about leaving and going somewhere else. I'm not all that surprised by it necessarily, because I think now going forward, this is all about setting up Jordan Love. So it would make sense that you would have Jenkins at left tackle maybe next year. You draft your right tackle next year, unless you get in a position where a left tackle falls to you somehow, which Can't see that happening. But if that were to happen, maybe they go left tackle in the first round and let Jenkins continue to be at guard or move him to right tackle. You definitely have enough guards on this roster now where you don't have to have Jenkins at guard. You can move him to tackle and still be fine inside, I think. So it just made me more nervous about the whole situation. What about you, Gary?
No, it doesn't make me nervous at all. I think they're going to re-sign him. They don't have another left tackle. And, you know, that's a premium position. You can't just go get a left tackle. Those guys, I think, when you look at the
remember, Bakhtiari was not a first-round pick.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, sometimes you hit one. But, you know, odds are you just don't go get one, and especially a rookie one at that, and start for you right away. So, to me, you don't have one. Now, you might be right. See, maybe they take a left tackle in the first round next year. Maybe they don't. It feels like to me they want to go other places next year. And they always will take a lineman in draft. That's just like quarterbacks back in the day when they had Mike Holmgren in them. But I think not to fret. I think he'll get a deal.
All right. Well, we shall see. Because we all agree, though, it's going to be 20 or more million a year, right? Do we all agree on that?
That's what it looks like.
So we're all in agreement. So
it's going to be a big number.
If it ends up less than that, I think everybody will be surprised. Especially,
I mean, he gave him a hometown discount,
correct?
Which is fine. Which is
sure,
fine.
If that's what he wants to do, right? I think I would be less surprised.
That's good for Aaron Jones.
I would be less surprised if it's like a 2-year extension at like 25 a year, and then he hits free agency again, and then they decide. Sure, he may not hit the Packers again. He could go somewhere else. But then the Packers could have 2 years to develop whoever that's going to be, who they could feel comfortable, and similar to Jordan Love, because then that would put him and Aaron Rodgers on similar timelines. So, to me, that would kind of make sense if that's the decision they ended up going with. What also makes sense to me is going to Gina Della and checking out her 555 tattoo.
Yeah, you got to get the 555, guys. It's 5 years, no interest, and 5 months before your first payment, plus 5% bonus savings, the 555 deal from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, and the bonus savings applies to windows and doors and installation, guys. Replace now, get 5% bonus savings on top of 5 years, no interest, and 5 months before your first payment. That's not until 2021. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Stop by your nearby showroom or Pella Experience Center or set your free consultations now or today at PellaWI.com.
All right, Great Lakes Dragway, Pickle Lane continues. You find follow the Big Ten announcing their comeback, the right lane, the left lane. Are you starting to worry about David Bakhtiari and a long-term deal getting done with the Green Bay Packers? Hop aboard, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Also, Lomas Brown, the former Lions offensive lineman, now analyst for the Detroit Lions Radio Network, will join us at 535 as we look ahead to Packers-Lions on Sunday. But coming up on the other side, we'll take more of your calls in Great Lakes Dragway, Pickle Lane, obviously. But we missed Leroy in the first hour when we talked about what happened in the NBA last night. Really anxious to hear what he has to say about the Clippers-Nuggets game and then what that means for his Lakers. So we'll find that all out from Leroy. Up next here on The Fan.
It's time for the Chevy Drive Home Moment of the Big Show.
How long does it take for you to start buying into a team?
Yeah, it's probably about the first month. I think you got to give it 4 weeks to settle in and see, you know, really what a team is made of. You know, but having said all that, I still think that Rodgers is going to have a monster season. And I just don't, for the life of me, can't figure out why people thought he regressed, because I never saw it. I know they ran the ball more last year. They were feeling their way a little bit. He didn't have all the weapons. But there was this whole idea out there in the national media that Aaron Rodgers isn't the same guy. I never bought into that. Not one bit did I think that was the case. So I think the offense will be really good, but I think it's going to take a month to get a real idea of where they are, just how good they can be.
Your drive home today on The Fan was driven by WisconsinDrivesChevy.com.
Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packer and Badger running back, high school player of the year in Georgia, Gary Ellerson, and of course Leroy Butler, inventor of the Lambeau Leap.
Of course Leroy Butler, inventor
of the
Lambeau
Leap. Coming
Brock
to a store and restaurant near you.
Near
and of course, Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist.
How does man go to school in Georgia and end up in Wisconsin?
Quit trying to start stuff.
That book.
Quit.
I'm gonna put it in the book, though.
No. Just leave it alone. Ain't going to be in the book. Won't be in the book.
Oh, we're going to put it in the book. That's the only way we get it, Steve. We can sell it.
You know what? Not. You know, I wish I know what I know, Leroy. I probably should have went to Florida State. Had
Joe
I known what I know.
Now that you know about Leroy's time in Florida State.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Leroy had way more fun than me.
Well, he had Bobby Bowden, a little bit different coach.
Get to what you're going to get to.
I'm going to get to it right now.
He
yeah.
can go to Florida State. Then he can go to Florida A&M. He can go back and forth.
Yep. Yep. Different life than you had. You got to sit on an ice lake with a fire. Very similar. Right lane, do you find fault with the Big Ten announcing their comeback? The left lane, are you starting to worry Bakhtiari and the Packers won't get a deal done? If you want to jump aboard, feel free. Got a couple minutes here before we talk to Lomas Brown, the former Lions offensive lineman, now an analyst with the Lions Radio Network. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan. Leroy, quickly here. Your thoughts on the Clippers getting taken out by the Denver Nuggets last night. Paul George, Kawhi Leonard combined for 0 points in the fourth quarter. And now your Lakers get the Denver Nuggets, which I don't think they expected to get.
No, I mean, most people thought the Lakers would be playing the Clippers. But I never know about the chemistry when you put teams together. You're Giannis and you're seeing this. You don't want to join teams like this. It takes too much time. Get your own team. You know, all these Paul George fans, man, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. When it's time to step up, I mean, some of these guys just nowhere to be found. I mean, I was surprised about, you know, Kawhi Leonard as well. So that'll tell you something about, you know, guys down the stretch, man. Because Denver, I'm going to say this.
Say this.
That young man, he out-coached Doc Rivers, man. I'm going to tell you something.
Doc Rivers has blown a 3-1 lead. Yeah. Three times in his career as an NBA head coach. Three times he's blown a 3-1 lead in the postseason. That's nuts.
And when you got players like a guy like Kawhi Leonard, you would think the fourth quarter it would work. But Lou Williams, he used to always get 20 off the bench or do it. He was cold. They could not make a shot. I mean, they just couldn't.
They didn't defend all that well either.
Yeah, and that's the one thing that got me. Beverly and Paul George supposed to be these lockdown defenders. I didn't see it.
They were slicing and dicing them in the second quarter. I mean, they were passing right through them. They were getting wide open shots at the rim. It was bad.
Ain't no joke, man.
It was bad news. And now we'll
see. Murray, real quick, Murray, shooter.
Sure is.
He's unconscious, man.
Bad man right now.
So, yeah, I'm glad. I'm happy for Denver, though. I'm happy. I got a niece that lives in Boulder, Colorado. So they're big Nugget fans out there. They're big Bronco fans out there. So they are, and my other nephew, huge Nuggets fans. So I'm happy for them. They're going to get knocked off by the Lakers, but, you know, I'm happy for them.
Not so certain of that. But it was funny, George Carl's on Twitter and always entertaining. And Carl tweeted out a picture of Dikembe Mutombo lying on the ground with the ball held over his head after the Nuggets upset the Sonics, upset Seattle in that thing. And George just tweeted out, good, can I finally stop seeing these images going forward then? Meaning this is maybe bigger for Denver than them upsetting George Karl's Sonics team, which I thought was pretty
Carmelo
funny.
Carmelo won with that team, wasn't it?
No, not on that Seattle-Denver team. No, that was before Carmelo.
But
that was Gary Payton, Sean Kemp getting upset by Mutombo Nuggets.
But you had to know in this bubble, it was going to be a team that just somebody was going to surprise somebody somewhere. I mean, you thought it was going to be the Bucks and the Lakers.
Hey, man, it's 2020. This could end up being Miami and Denver in the finals. Wouldn't surprise me in the least.
It's going to be Miami and the Lakers are going to win in six.
It would be the most. It would be the most unlike 2020 thing ever to have LeBron win this year, because that's too much like normal. That doesn't go along with everything else that's happened this year.
Steve, tell Leroy your other conspiracy theory.
I'm not gonna say that on the air.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, tell him, Steve.
No, not on the radio. Off the air.
Why?
No, because I'm not trying to get in any trouble with anybody. Not on that.
How you gonna get in trouble?
No, I'm
good. Allegedly.
No.
Steve, who gonna win the MVP, Steve?
Yeah, we'll see when the votes come out, Gary. Coming up next.
They already did it. Yeah. It's already done.
Leroy,
they haven't announced who the MVP is yet.
It's already done. Giannis already won it.
They did not announce the MVP. When did they announce it?
It's already done. The vote's been in, man.
Oh, I know.
A long time ago.
Right. Yeah, the votes have been in. You are right. They have not announced who it is yet.
You're right.
I haven't announced who it is yet.
Well, they have not. They have not announced.
The votes have been in for a couple of weeks. Well, about a month.
A month, Steve.
Not a word, not a peep about who won the MVP.
I just told you who won it. Giannis is won it. You can take it to the bank.
Okay. Well, good. I hope you're right. Lomas Brown.
It ain't through the playoffs. Now, through the playoffs, you got LeBron James probably would win it.
Nope, it's not through the playoffs. I agree.
It's through the regular season. Yep.
I know.
So Giannis won it.
But you would think. But they haven't said a word about it. A former Lions offensive
line. You worried about that too, Gary?
Analyst for the Detroit Lions Radio Network. I think Gary is too.
Quiet, man.
Lomas
quiet,
Brown
quiet.
Joins us next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
It's time for the Beauforting Sports Buzz of the Day, where we discuss today's most buzzworthy sports story. Brought to you by Milwaukee's most buzzed about beverage. 100% natural Beauforting beer. Go all natural and drink in the boff.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on the Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler awaiting the arrival of Lomas Brown, the former Lions offensive lineman and analyst for the Detroit Lions radio network. While we do that, let's check in with Mike on the south side. You're next on the Fan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Thanks for squeezing me in. I appreciate it.
Go ahead.
I start Kessin Herta, all-star. I'm not surprised by the Big Ten and the Badgers wanting to get back. I think they were watching other teams that are playing, like Notre Dame and the other guinea pigs. And I think, in the end, it's all about the money, but I think we will see them play that Notre Dame game at Lambeau. And contract talks, God, they make my head spin. I mean, back in the 60s when Gary played, these players had off-season jobs, you know? I mean, how much money is too much money or enough money? And I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks for the call. All right, joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is Lomas Brown, the former Lions offensive lineman and now analyst on the Detroit Lions radio network. Lomas, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Okay. First things first, I guess.
Hey, Steve, do we have sound of Lomas? When Swift dropped that ball, we got any sound? Can y'all find sound? We got any sound?
Don't do that to Lomas.
You want me to play sound of a horrible moment for the Lions?
Yeah, Lomas wasn't very happy when it happened, man.
He was?
Yeah, right in there.
All right, fine. I think I've got it.
Lions from the Bears 16, down 4, 11 seconds to go. Matthew's going to work out of the gun. Bears have three men back on that goal line. Stafford's got it. Three-man rush for Chicago. Stafford loads and throws.
Yes!
Caught! No, he dropped it on you! No!
No!
DeAndre Swift dropped it. It was a touchdown in his hands.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no!
Wow.
Right in his hands. Right in... He couldn't have thrown the bell to throw right there.
I think he'll turn the page, man. There's so many plays in this game that caused it to go, you know, the way that it went. That's one of them. There's plays we always should have back. Shoot, I can't turn the ball over in the fourth quarter. There's no question about that. So it's on everybody. We're all there to pick him up and go from there.
I like courtesy of WJR and, of course, Matt Stafford there. I'm just glad Lomas Brown is still with us today.
Lomas speechless. All he could say was, wow. You were speechless.
Oh, my God, man. You know, if I'd been one of those big fellas on the field that would have been blocking, you know, other than a few choice words, that would have been the sound effects coming out of my mouth on the field. So, oh, my goodness. That was like a punch in the stomach then.
Lomas, I don't understand. Like, I don't think they could pay me enough money to go through what you're going through. Like, I... I mean, to be an analyst and have to sit through all those games, and we talked about it yesterday, comparing Lions fans to Bucks fans for all these years that were before we had Giannis, where it's just been horrible, and every time something could go wrong, it did go wrong. This year, best record in the league for the Milwaukee Bucks, have a chance to go to the finals, and a pandemic hits, and we get stuck in a bubble and get beat in the second round. That's how it goes for Bucks fans. I mean, in Lions fans, it's not much different. You played there, and you still signed up for this.
So let me tell you, I coach high school, and we have an autistic manager that's on our team. And what he likes to do is go to the railroad crossing and watch trains go by. You know, it's just that's just a sensory thing that he likes to do. Right. And I just relate it to the Lions every Sunday. It's like I walk to the railroad crossing, and I just watch this train wreck, this train, every Sunday. You see it happening. Mostly starts in the third quarter, probably about midway in the third quarter. That's when you hear the train whistle go off. That's when you see the train go down. And by the fourth quarter, the train is just coming by you 100 miles an hour. You get into that wall. It's been unbelievable this last year or so. It really has been.
Well, Gary, I mean, you played for him. I mean, you were a Lion too, so you know how it goes.
Man, it does. I mean, but you know, but what now? I will say Lomas, those years that they had Barry Sanders. Now, those were pretty good years. With Coach Fonts, I love Coach Fonts. I mean,
yes.
And then the dude quit.
Well, that's a whole nother
then
issue.
Then he quit. That's just it. That's Lions. That's how it goes. Golly, man.
That is true.
But you are right about the Wayne Fonts years. Those were some good years, man. And people were clamoring. Back then, people were trying to run Wayne out of town. And if they only know what we know right now, man, they'd have been welcoming Wayne back in town, man. This has been hard. It's been hard being a Lion fan. It really has been.
Well, let me hit you with this. You guys pick up Adrian Peterson, man. And that joker come in and almost run for 100 yards. How does he look?
Man, Gary, I'm telling you, man, I was so, so impressed with AP. I mean, it was just unbelievable, the performance he put on. I think he shocked everybody, man. I just didn't expect him to come in. He's in great shape and everything, but you know how it is, man. You got to get your timing down. You ain't been behind this offensive line. You're learning this offense. It's been a pandemic. You know, he probably didn't work out the way he wanted to work out this all season. Think about some of the – they had him in a couple of passing situations. So think about that, Gary, either picking up the pass blocking scheme or just running a route. You know, him learning all that stuff. And I'm telling you, I heard Jonathan Vilma said on TV that he's never seen Adrian Peterson miss a cut or miss a hole. And, man, it sure, man, his first game with us, man, it's like the dude's been there forever, been running behind that line forever, been in camp. He didn't miss a hole. It was just unbelievable. And to me, if we would have kept feeding him, we probably would have won the game because he would have helped run that clock out.
Yeah, because he even had three catches. I want to talk about Kenny Golladay. When he's in there, he's a true number one. So they just got a lot of injuries in the secondary too, Lomas. I mean, I just don't understand all the bad injuries they had. But Quintez Cephas, he had three targets, caught three of them. But we seen him play here in Wisconsin. He was a guy that, man, Gary was hoping the Packers would pick up. I mean, he's going to be a good young player for that receiving core.
Hey, look, that's my ROI. He's my candidate. From what I seen in camp, he was balling in camp. He wasn't dropping nothing. He was running with the first team. I mean, he was flat out balling. You're right. We were making comparison as the media talking. Maybe he's got a Michael Irvin type of body, or some guys say Anquan Boldin. He kind of reminded them of. But whatever it was, man, that young man put on the show, and he was my, like I say, he's my ROI. He's my candidate for ROI this year. So, you know, he's a guy that I'm glad we picked up. He, like you say, three catches for the ball game. I think he might have dropped one if I can remember. But hey, for him to be on the stage he's been on, and like I say, I feel sorry for any rookie that's come in the league this year. I don't care what position you play.
Yep.
Just the circumstances that they've had to come in under, I feel bad for any rookie under these circumstances.
Well, I give you a name that we had compared him to up in Wisconsin was Sterling Sharpe, because he's got that big body.
There you go. I love that.
And he can you can't really press him because he can knock you off. So, I mean, but with that being said, I think when you look at the Lions, you got Stafford back. He looks healthy. But it feels like, though, that you guys can put up some points.
Yes, they can. And I think with the addition of Adrian Peterson now, you know, I really think now Stafford will be able to use the play action pass. Think about it, man. This offense, he hasn't really been able to use that over the years. Think about it. We hadn't had a run game. We hadn't had a three-number run game. So that's just been part of the playbook that they hadn't even had to include, because you're not selling it to anybody. Now I think with AP back there, Coach Bevel will be able to add more play-action passes in there. They'll be able to do more things that come off of the run that can open up things in the pass game where it's never been like that before. So, yeah, I do think the offense will be able to click and do what they're doing. And I got to give the big fella some credit up front, too. I was nervous going into the game with a rookie and the backup at right tackle. But I have to say, man, they shut Khalil Mack and them out. They did a nice job of protection all day long and opening up holes for AP. So I was very, very pleased with the offensive line. But again, our problems are on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, Lomas, real quick for me. TJ Hockenson, he's a guy they took high, tight end out of Iowa. He scored a touchdown. I mean, he had 5 catches for 5 targets. It seemed like last year was a little banged up. They want to get him involved. That kid's going to be a pretty good player for the Lions.
He really is. He really is. And Matthew Stafford has said that he needs to take it upon his shoulders to get the ball more to the tight ends. You know, Matthew say he has to look for the tight ends more because it's a weapon. It's a weapon that, again, we hadn't had in years. So now, you know, he has to look inside a lot more. You know, most of Stafford throws have been to the receivers on the outside. Now he gets a chance to look inside more with a guy like TJ, and also we have Jesse James there too. So he gets an opportunity to find these guys. He's saying he just has to be responsible for finding the tight ends a lot more in this offense.
Mm-hmm. You know, we bring over Ricky Wagner, and he was hurt the first game, did not play. What should we expect from him, Lomas?
Well, I think he's a guy that you could plug in there. I think he'll be a good backup for you guys. You know, if he's starting, who's starting over there? Is he starting? I haven't even gotten a chance to look at it good. But Rick was a starter for us. You know, that was, you know, so, hey, either we're not doing a good job of scouting or something's going on because he didn't even break the starting lineup for you guys. So, you know, I think he's a guy that you could run behind. I think the little running game that we had, we did try to go to the right side. You know, a little limited in the passing. You know, you don't want him out there really in a two-minute situation the whole game. But he's a guy that you can get by with. So I think he's a good guy for you guys to have over there, capable of running Aaron Jones and those running backs behind him. To me, he could give your quarterback enough time to get the ball off. So
he's got
a pretty solid tackle.
Before we let you get going now, are they letting you guys travel to games? How does this affect you guys? How are you guys working with that?
Well, we got a couple of big old monitors going to be over at Ford Field. So we're going to watch it from Ford Field. That's where we'll do all the games at this year. And they're going to give us the 22-man seed too. So we'll be able to see the sidelines, and of course it'll be just like we was back in the film rooms, Gary. And, you know, we'll get the end zone view, and I should be able to get the sideline view too. So that'll be kind of familiar with me watching the game that way. And of course we'll get the broadcast view too. but they're supposed to pump that in to us, so we'll be. So I should have 2 to 3 views that I'll be able to watch the game, because I'm trying to figure out if somebody at home watching the same thing I'm watching, what in the world I'm going to tell them that they don't see, you know? So, like, you know, y'all need to give me something, you know? Right. So, yeah, so they looking up for the big guy.
Yeah. Lomas, thanks That's so funny. Much for coming on, man. Always appreciate it.
Take care, guys.
Take care.
Right, thank
Take
you,
care.
Man.
There is Lomas Brown, former Lions offensive lineman, analyst for the Detroit Lions radio network. And as always, if you missed Pete Prisco from earlier today, the senior NFL columnist, CBS Sports analyst, who picked the Packers to win the NFC, not just the North, the whole conference, he joined us at the start of the show at 2 o'clock. Eric Name was on for like a half hour today from 3 to 3:30. A great interview detailing Giannis's meeting with Mark Lazary and others at his house on Friday. So you want to go back and listen to that. Ryan Wood joined us at 4 o'clock from the Green Bay Press Gazette. Gave us a lot of great insight on the Packers. All good stuff today on the Wendy's Big Show. Just use that radio.com app and hit rewind. Hey, Sight and Sound Solutions. With the internet more important than ever, people are working from home. Kids are home doing online learning. Well, Sight and Sound Solutions is here to try and help you out. Get AT&T Fiber Internet for just $39.99 a month. And introducing the new AT&T TV Stream Your Channel package. DVR cloud storage with unlimited recordings. Access to over, get this, 40,000 different titles on demand. Plus, access to over 5,000 apps. Just doesn't get any better. Plus, you can get the AT&T TV Choice Package. That does include Fox Sports Wisconsin. Watch your favorite baseball or basketball game on there. Now, you get the Choice Package and internet for under $89 a month and still get $200 in Visa cards. Sight and Sound Solutions are saving people money on a monthly basis and offering $200 in Visa cards during these trying times. And get this, you don't have to use it with Sight and Sound Solutions. You don't have to use it with AT&T or DirecTV or anybody else. You can use it wherever Visa is accepted. In fact, earlier in a break, Dan Plucker said the PS5 is coming out when? November 12th or something like that, right? Is that what you said?
November 12th.
November 12th, yeah. PS5
Anybody
is coming
got
out.
A price on
so,
that?
Yeah, $500, Gary. $500 if you want the hard drive.
Version.
If you want the hard drive with a game. If you want the PS5 without the hard drive for the games, so you download everything digitally, then it's $400. So there you
they
go.
Yeah, one more than that if you get two controllers.
You only get you get one controller with it or two?
One controller with
it. One controller with
it. No, they got one that you can buy, I think, by only $800. You have to pre-order that one.
Oh, with everything else that comes
with
it.
You get everything. You get a game. You get
right.
VR,
yep.
Them kids know all that stuff.
Sure do. For existing customers at Sight & Sound Solutions, call
Steve.
Them to work on a new deal today. 262-754-1500. Sight & Sound Solutions. Call my guy. I've been working with him for 100 years. 262-754-1500. Okay, maybe not 100. All right, that'll do it for the Wendy's Big Show today. Don't forget tomorrow, a Fantasy Football Friday. Ian Hart, it's a Pro Football Focus, joins us at 4. Enjoy your night. Toodles.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.